rescue and cleanup after a deadly tornado. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. At least 23 people are dead, dozens injured, after a tornado touched down in rural Mississippi Friday night. Armory Mississippi Highway Patrol State Trooper Jose Watson on Fox and Friends Weekend.
We stayed out last night until about 1 o'clock this morning, our time. We called off everything at that time to try to make as many assessments as we possibly could. We did a lot of search and rescue.
Officials say the tornado in Mississippi caused a path of damage more than 100 miles long. At least two people are dead, as many as five remain missing, after the explosion of a chocolate factory in southeastern Pennsylvania. West Reading, Pennsylvania Mayor Samantha Cog.
I issued a declaration of emergency to gather resources for the tragedy that happened within our home. To the residents of the borough, I would like to directly address concerns of safety. This declaration is strictly to access more resources for emergency responders on scene. Search and rescue efforts continue to push forward. The community has continued to support the victims.
The cause of the explosion has not been released. Officials say at least two suspected migrants are dead, at least 10 others now hospitalized, after police received a call indicating people were suffocating in a train car while traveling near the U.S. southern border. Fox's Alexis McAdams reports from Mission, Texas.
These migrants were locked inside of that train car. It was 100 degrees out here yesterday in South Texas, and even hotter in those train cars that we were told by officials were locked, so the migrants couldn't get out. They say they were suffocating inside until the Border Patrol showed up.
The train was stopped near Uvalde, Texas. The incident is suspected to be connected to possible human smuggling. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tweeting, "We will work with the Uvalde County Sheriff's Office to hold those responsible. Smugglers are callous and only care about making a profit." America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
An Iranian drone kills a U.S. contractor and injures five U.S. service members Thursday, causing President Biden to retaliate. Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
The number of additional U.S. forces that were injured yesterday has not been disclosed at this time, but a senior U.S. official tells Fox News that some of those injuries may be serious. That official added that this was caused by a rocket attack and another attack involving multiple Iranian drones on two U.S. bases. This came just hours after President Biden had ordered the U.S. Central Command to carry out precision strikes on groups affiliated with the Islamic Revolutionary National Guard Corps for a suspected Iranian drone strike.
U.S. defense officials say the base's main air defense system was not working Thursday at the time of the initial attack. The Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament concluding Friday with a pair of number one seeds going down.
In the South region, Alabama, the number one overall seed in the tournament, falling to number five seed San Diego State, 71-64. And in the Midwest region, it was another number five seed Miami, taking down top seed Houston, 89-75. All four number one seeds have now been eliminated from the tournament, marking the first time the Elite Eight will not feature a top seed since seeding began in 1979.
Fox's Eric Messersmith. Gwyneth Paltrow took the stand in her ski collision trial. Fox's Michelle Polino has details.
Retired optometrist Terry Sanderson is suing the actress for $300,000. He says she skied into him and left him with broken ribs and a brain injury. Paltrow claims he skied into her and is asking for $1 in legal fees. On the stand, she described the upsetting incident.
I was skiing and two skis came between my skis, forcing my legs apart, and then there was a body pressing against me, and there was a very strange grunting noise.
She said the two fell to the ground. Sanderson's daughter also testified to how his health declined following the crash.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.